What if true joy has less to do with your circumstances and more to do with Christ? This is the thought that we're thinking about from Romans chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. You know, the world defines the good life in predictable ways. A bigger paycheck, a better house, a healthier body, a more successful career, more followers on social media. But Paul invites us to look deeper. The blessings of justification are not primarily material. They are spiritual, eternal, and they are soul satisfying. Peace with God, access to grace, hope in glory, strength through suffering. These blessings are available whether life is easy or difficult. And this is why Christians throughout history have been able to endure hardship with much joy. Their happiness was not anchored to circumstances. It was anchored to Christ. Jesus said we must deny ourselves. We must take up our cross and follow Him. And at first glance, that sounds like loss. But in reality, it's the path to discovering what life was meant to be. A soul captured by Christ can experience peace in chaos, joy in sorrow, hope in suffering, contentment in uncertainty. The greatest blessing of the gospel is not merely escaping judgment, it is gaining Christ Himself. And when Christ becomes our treasure, we discover that true life is not found in what we possess, but in whom we know. So what are you looking to for satisfaction that in reality only Christ can provide? Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, satisfy my soul with your presence and help me treasure you above all else. Here's two peoples that you can pray for. Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also be praying for the Vi Life Word broadcast that's for the people of Liberia.